Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. This show is not like any other show out there. We tell the truth. No one controls what we say, and we're on a mission to expose what is going on in government on both sides of the aisle and in between. You can go to katedalyradio.com for more podcasts of the show, and thanks for listening in.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
Hey, let me tell you something. The balance of nature really works, man. I mean, I work constantly on the road, and I put in 60 hours in 4 days, 15 hours a day, and I'm telling you, this stuff works. I don't get sick. I have plenty of energy. I'm 46 years old. I'm an old man, and I can't tell you how grateful I am to have this stuff. So I just want you to know that this stuff really works, and I'm grateful that this Dr. Howard guy figured it out. So I'll leave it at that.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we'll take off an additional $25 on your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KATE.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Kate Daly Show. So glad that you are tuned in and glad to be here. KateDalyRadio.com is the website, the Kate Daly Show on Facebook or the Kate Daly Show on Twitter. Join us there as well. Uncle Milty's with me, and we were just noticing this new law they're trying to put forth in Illinois. It would bar state employees. It would bar, people working for the government in a lot of different capacities, like board members, officers, agents, from using state funds to travel to states that have passed pro-life legislation. So Illinois, very pro-choice. They're proposing legislation that would bar state employees, officers, board members, agents from traveling using state funds to other states that have passed pro-life legislation. Wow, the war of the states on pro-life laws.
It's illegal as a state employee.
It would be.
Have to travel there on state business, we're not going to pay for the travel.
Mm-hmm.
Because they are pro-life over there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's called civil war.
Can you believe that?
No, that's...
It describes pro-life laws as being very dangerous. So this is who represents the 59th District, located... The bill sponsor, who represents the 59th District, located in Chicago metropolitan area, keeps describing these pro-life laws as very dangerous. She's
wow.
the one putting forth, or Daniel, I'm sorry, keeps putting forth this legislation, or wants to put forth this legislation that would ban travel expenses being paid back to a state employee for going into a pro-life state. Wow. I haven't seen that kind of division, that kind of exploration into that kind of division for a purpose like that. To that point.
Well,
wow.
Well, let's just turn this around. Let's pray.
Mm-hmm.
They're hoping that it'll make more states not pass pro-life legislation.
Right.
Let's make it just the opposite. let it make all states pass pro-life legislation and see how Illinois feels when they can't do business anywhere else.
Wow. Yeah. That's amazing.
That's insane.
Yeah, I know. Woo. All right. So I told you we'd get to a couple of statements. This was interesting because I had read this before the show, of course, and these are some statements coming from some people that now this is hard to vet. And I want to tell you that before I even say these things is these are hard to vet. I'm just going to throw out some statements that are made. You tell me what you think, okay? Possible or not possible. because of the article I read today, it just kind of coincides with this. That's why I'm kind of laughing about it. So Hillary Clinton is going to run for the presidency. She's already secured $500 million. This is a whistleblower kind of speaking out, right? $500 million from various sources, including $200 million from China. And she's going to screw over Liz Warren and announce this in November. So I read that thinking, I don't know. I don't know if that's true. And then I get to an article that says, hey, and it was an exposing article. Is Hillary running? Because her accounts are sure active and she's still actively raising money and campaigning. Is this a clue to her running for 2020, which would be so despicable? I can't even imagine anyone would vote for this woman. But there are people out there that would, sadly. Kind of amazing that that's also in the news feed today. So I have to say that.
Well, there's another something in the news feed.
Okay.
About an hour ago, actually. Uh-huh. The president made a remark today about Hillary running.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, a little like you couldn't win, but.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, don't tempt me.
Don't tempt me. Don't tempt me, Trump?
Yeah, don't tempt me into entering the 2020 presidential race.
Oh,
she said
gosh.
That to the president.
Oh, dear. I hope we're not looking at another one of the
I don't the country can't survive the reenactment of 2016.
She's very obsessed with her own what she thinks is power.
Yeah, apparently if she has $500 million, she thinks money's gonna get it for her too.
Right. So that would be pretty amazing. She's, you know, who knows what they claim and what they don't, but I just wanted people to think about what that would look like if she was their person that they bring in because they start to annihilate Warren and Biden. That's interesting. All right. Okay. So here's another one. Biden is completely screwed because the phone call was a trap. Mole gave the info to a rat and who then bit the cheese and went to Schiff. So let me say that again. The phone call was a trap, Ukraine. The mole gave the info to what they knew would be a rat. The rat bit the cheese, went to Schiff with the information. The point was to focus all attention on Joe and Hunter while exonerating POTUS and making impeachment look like a farce.
I believe that's exactly what happened.
Okay, all right.
I've said as much many times.
Okay, here's another one. Feinstein and her husband have been selling out the country to China for the past 24 years to the tune of a $250 million gain. That chauffeur story was only the highlight, only the tip of the iceberg with the Feinsteins. Maybe that's why they've been out of the circuit for a while, out of the media circuit.
Yeah, he wasn't their chauffeur. He was their broker.
He was their broker. Oh, gosh. Okay, here's another one. Alexandria, Idiot Cortez, is highly intelligent, but somewhat unstable, clown-trained plant, CIA plant, with a mission to destroy the Democrats. Nancy knows this, but doesn't know what to do about it. Because she's going so far over the point of ridiculousness that she's her own meme, I mean, all the time now.
Okay, did you hear what she said yesterday about impeachment?
No, I didn't. I missed this, Jim.
AOC came out yesterday and says, you know what? I'm over this. We're not going to impeach him. The days of impeaching him are over with. We need to get to work.
Huh. Really?
Yeah.
Okay,
AOC.
That's interesting.
Backing away from impeachment and talking about passing legislation.
Okay. Interesting. Huh. That is. That on the heels of what I just said, that is interesting. And could it be a play? Huh. Interesting. All right. And so somebody was in Italy last week, probably with Barr, and found bank accounts traceable to Brennan and accounts for Strzok traceable to the Iranian Revolutionary Guards. Now, Peter grew up there for quite a while, didn't he? That's kind of interesting.
No surprise.
No surprise on that one. Iran has three nukes they bought from the USSR when it collapsed in post-1990. The situation in the Middle East is very tense, but less so since a month ago when the chances of World War III were at 50%. Israel's on hair trigger because of the nukes and Iranian threats. It's interesting.
It's interesting, but here's the thing. I don't know. There's more to having nukes than just having them.
Yep, I agree with you on
that. They require maintenance. They don't just last forever. They become less and less powerful over time. They need a lot of maintenance, and I don't think that Iran has the technology to actually deal with that.
Okay. It was John Podesta who paid for Epstein to be murdered using money from an offshore Clinton Foundation account. Saudi friends were recovered nearly all of the $6 million in cash before they got the person that did its confession on tape. That's an interesting one. That's an interesting one. Here's another one. Los Angeles has a serious problem with the bubonic plague right now and getting worse. And Democrats will try to frame Trump for it, but they're still sitting on a real problem that can get worse before they do. Pretty sickening.
I'm concerned about the bubonic plague thing.
Yeah.
I'm not worried where I am. I mean, right. I'm safe, I think, where I live. But boy, anybody that lives in a big city is in trouble.
Yeah.
Especially where there's rats in every gutter.
Okay. Yeah, I know. It is a big problem there. And it's because of how their government engaged in a lot of their tactics to provide a problem like that. So,
well, and people don't understand how that disease spreads. It's not the rats. It's the fleas.
Yeah.
And fleas bite people.
Yep. All right. So the mainstream media, certain progressive liberals, various international organizations are engaged in an attempted overthrow of the United States with help from sleeper cells from the alphabet agencies. The sleeper cell was triggered by a Ukrainian phone call. Another one by the call for impeachment. That's interesting. Yeah.
Well, there's somebody trying to overthrow the country. There's no doubt about that.
The Steele dossier, remember that? Was a joint, boy, we don't even talk about that anymore, right? It was a joint effort between U.S. Intel and Russian Intel, friend of Brennan. John Brennan put it together with the help of the CIA and made up the story in the first place. Steele was just the bag man, and Comey knew this from day one.
You know why that sounds reasonable to me?
Why?
Because when the talk was big about how did this all start and the dossier was in the news a lot, Brennan was a nervous wreck.
Yeah.
Now, since we haven't been hearing anything about it, he's been out in the public again, speaking out again.
That's true. Huh, that's interesting. Okay. The agenda for this rule is war with Russia, denial of basic rights, control over the United States citizens. Plans include mass influx of illegal aliens and removal of Gorsuch and Kavanaugh. And traitors in government are on the march. I don't know that they could remove Gorsuch and Kavanaugh. And it's not like I even agree with everything Kavanaugh votes on or Gorsuch, but I don't think for the removal thing, I don't think they can.
Well, they can't.
Well, I guess they could try. Yeah.
They can't without starting some real problems. Let's put it that way.
Here's another one. The 2020 election will be decided in the next 30 days. When the Democrats have finished their Seven Deadly Sins Act, it won't be the president's head in a box. They still don't realize that he's not locked up with them. They're locked up with him. That he's not locked up with them. They're locked up with him. That's interesting. Okay. We could go on and on. There's lots of different ones here. But I thought that these were kind of interesting because these things are talked about, I know, a lot online.
Oh, yeah.
And you out there listening might have heard some of these things sort of wrapped up with a bow like this. But that is kind of interesting. I mean, will the 2020 election be decided in the next 30 days? I've heard that before, so I don't jump to that kind of conclusion. I do find it very interesting that they started way earlier this time. Earlier enough, let me just say this, earlier enough to get rid of a couple people that wanted to be president in lieu of who they really want to be president. But they want the people to clamor for this person that they're going to present. I can't imagine that being Hillary.
The real campaign has not started yet.
Yeah.
We're still
a year out.
Yeah.
That's why the real
one hasn't started.
Yeah. The people are already exhausted. We honestly can't. I think it's hard for us to actually sit and analyze how bad this could actually get in the next year. Because we've just had the appetizer. Dinner course is coming.
But if in the next 30 days, if in November Hillary announces she's running, then that will guarantee who the winner is. She can't win. Yeah. She's not electable anymore. The people dislike her too much.
I would think. I would think. And now she looks desperate.
Yes.
She looks desperate, they dislike her.
She's not a good candidate anymore.
But you make the other two candidates bad enough that they might, the media campaign that they could start in her direction, favoring her just like they did Obama. Don't look at anything Obama's doing. Just look at the fact that you like him. That kind of media attention. I don't know. There's a lot of people out there that buy it.
I know.
To me, she seems desperate.
They've been trying for 3 years now to make the president look bad, though, and they failed every time.
Right.
97% of his base is still with him.
Yeah. Yeah. Kind of interesting. And really and truly, at the end of the day, we need to be fighting for the Constitution. In all of this mess, in all of the things I just read, at the end of the day, it's all about fighting for the law of this country, of this land, and adhering to that and getting back to the wisdom of that. We've drifted so far away.
Well, and it's also a good way to get us off of local elections.
Yes.
We're hyping up the presidential election so you forget who your congressman is.
Yeah, that's true. There's a lot to that, actually. Yeah. I think there's a lot to that we don't hit on as much as we possibly should in this. But there's a lot of things going on. When I come back, we'll talk about Turkey a little bit, and I'll kind of give you McGregor. Colonel McGregor was on Tucker. I'll give you his standpoint on it, give you William Engdahl's standpoint. He's a great analyst on what's going on in the Middle East. Did Turkey help construct ISIS? Does that play into this a little bit? A little bit. We're going to talk about all those things right when we come back. So if you don't get that on live radio, make sure you catch it on podcast. And we'll be right back on The Kate Daly Show. Thank you for listening to The Kate Daly Show. You can go to The Kate Daly Show on Facebook, The Kate Daly Show on Twitter. Happy to see you there. And also message me. I'd love to hear from you. You can email me at kate@katedalyradio.com. Go to katedalyradio.com for more podcasts of our live show.